everybody. It's me, your girl, Sarah B, and I'm back after the world's longest hiatus. If I sound hoarse, I've been sick. What a great way to come back and start a podcast and start talking, even though I haven't been able to talk for the last like week. Anyway, hi, how you doing? How's everything going? I feel like I'm a little rusty. Also, there might be some weird cuts because I did not come prepared. I did not charge my phone. But I wanted to jump into some things, and you know, like my ADHD brain is just like, do it now or don't do it at all. So we're going to use that as a jumping off point. So if you follow me on social media, you probably know by now that I was officially diagnosed with ADHD, and I'm like literally telling everybody about it because I'm so flippin' excited that I finally got a diagnosis, because that means that I finally know what the hell is wrong with me and why I can't function like a normal human being. But I, you know, I go to therapy. So if you may or may not know, well, now you know, if you didn't know. But I like to share any kind of nuggets of wisdom that I have. And this was something that's been on my mind for a really long time. And I think I've mentioned it before, but the idea of like toxic positivity. I know that sounds, I don't know, like what is that? Oh my gosh. How can positivity be toxic? Well, I'm talking about the type of, you know, like toxic positivity to me sounds, not sounds, but I'm sorry, see ADHD brain coming in. Okay, let me ground myself really quick. Okay, so you know, like those type of people who like post stuff on Instagram. I mean, the Gary V's of the world. Like the influencers, the MLM people are just like, you gotta just get up and do it. And if you don't do it, you're lazy and there are no excuses and blah, blah, blah. Right. We've all been there. We see it. We doom scroll on Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Basically the concept is that if you are not productive, you are a lazy piece of shit and you just don't have your life together. And I unfortunately have fallen into this trap many times, of doom scrolling, especially. I bring this up a lot with my therapist specifically, but I feel like this week we definitely had a breakthrough, because one of the biggest things for me as somebody who grew up as a GT student, you know, was like totally praised all the time for everything I did. I was an A student in high school, you know, despite having ADHD, like going back and thinking about it, I was like, I was not a good student when it came to things that I didn't like. So like biology, I hated it. Math, hated it. Like anything that had to do with like tedious work. Literature was really like the area that I really thrived in, because I love reading and I love writing. But, and I'm really good at math. I'm very good at, you know, history, reading, analyzing. I'm good at that. The problem is like with math and especially science, I don't know why, but those two areas, I just didn't like doing the work. I didn't like doing the work in school. And so for me, I would end up slacking in those classes, but I would get A's on all my tests. So it was like, well, you can't tell me shit, bro, because I literally am acing this shit. Okay. Anyway, so as somebody who grew up with, you know, a lot of praise from teachers and from my parents, I don't know, what something happened when I got into college, you know, or a little bit after college. I think college, I was still trying to figure my life out and figuring out what I was doing. I had a whole life plan. I was going to go to law school. I was going to do all this stuff. And a lot of things got derailed along the way for different reasons. But I'll be honest with you guys, one of the biggest arguments that I've had, or that I had with my mom, was the idea that I wasn't really passionate about something. And so because we would fight about these things a lot, it was basically like, it made me feel like I wasn't doing anything with my life. And honestly, looking back, I'm like, bitch, you were thriving. Okay. I went to Europe, all right, I had a job, I paid for my own stuff. I mean, yeah, I lived at home, but I literally paid for everything else. Like, my parents did not pay for anything. My brother and I talk about this all the time, but we have been working since we were 16, not because we didn't, like, there was a lack of things, but because we wanted to pay for our own stuff, and we wanted to, like, have our own money, you know? And so looking back, I'm like, bitch, I literally have been working my entire life. And so when my mom passed away a few years ago, oh my God, it's almost been like 3 years, guys. Can you believe it? It's crazy. There, time does not exist anymore to me, I think. But where was I going with this? Oh, right. So having to take off like a good year and a half from not doing anything kind of really took a toll on my mental health. I think looking back, like, I really did need that time to heal and to mourn and to grieve. And I was very fortunate to not have to work. I was in a good place financially where I could just kind of live off of savings. You know, and I totally understand that I was in that place. But during that time, I've had the guilt that I wasn't doing anything and that I wasn't becoming a productive member of society. And the funny thing is that we're in the middle of a pandemic also. So there really wasn't much that I could do. Like, I really couldn't, you know, like, there was no jobs for me to go get. Like, there was nothing, you know, so I just had to sit and basically I was left with my thoughts. Okay. So it would come up a lot where I was just like, I'm not productive enough. And, you know, like, I get started on things and it really made me reflect on a lot of like my cycles. Especially when, also, sorry if you guys keep hearing like mouth sounds because I'm still sick. I feel like I like swallow a lot more. Is that weird? Anyway, I apologize for the
sounds. Oh my goodness. Excuse me.
For mouth sounds. I hate mouth sounds. So I can imagine whoever's listening to this, probably it sounds horrible, but I digress. So now I'm like extra uber conscious about it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, just get with your point. So basically I started really analyzing like my cycles and when I would have like good days and then really bad days and how I would feel, especially in the bad days where I would just feel completely unproductive and unmotivated. And I was like, I genuinely at that point started thinking like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, I was like, I have all these ideas and I have like, you know, the, like, I don't know if it was like the motivation, like I have the ideas and I have like the end goal, but I could not connect the two, if that makes sense. So like the motivation to do it was just not there. And so I discovered somebody on TikTok who started talking about, or who talks about her ADHD. And I think I've mentioned it before. Her name is Katie Osoris. She's awesome. She posts a lot of ADHD content. Like that's basically what her content is. And she talks a lot about her like symptoms and then just different symptoms, like kind of like you might have ADHD if, and like low key, I'm kind of a hypochondriac a little bit. So I'm just like, well, maybe I have that. You know what I mean? Like not with ADHD, but like somebody coughs near me and I'm like, oh my God, I feel sick. like a little bit, slightly. I'm not, you know, anyway. So she would start posting stuff and then I would like see, I would really relate to a lot of the content that she was posting, specifically when it came to like motivation. And I was like, okay, I really didn't think that I was the type of person who had ADHD, because when you think of what ADHD or how it presents itself, especially in men, I mean, I feel like a lot of times men are usually the center of any kind of medical studies, anything like that. I mean, I can go into a whole other conversation about that, but realistically, there aren't a lot of like female friendly, you know, studies. I mean, they're not like that, but it's just like, we're barely starting to get to that point where women are being taken into consideration when it comes to like diagnosing these things. And even my therapist has talked about how she's seen an uptick in a lot of women, especially my age, who are being diagnosed with ADHD because it presents it totally different from men. For me, I never really had like that hyperactivity aspect of it. Like, I mean, I'm pretty hyper sometimes, but like, especially when I was younger. Now I'm older and tired all the time. I have existential dread to kind of slow me down. But before, it's just like, you know, I was that kid in school who would just like not shut the hell up. Like basically my teachers had nothing else to complain about except the fact that I would not stop talking. Like they literally, I had a teacher who my nickname was Parrot in school. Like I'm not even kidding, because I would talk so much. I was like in kindergarten. So thanks to that teacher who scarred me emotionally. So shouts out to you. No, I'm just kidding. I loved her, honestly. But, you know, so like I didn't have those things. And so I genuinely wouldn't have known unless I had come across her content. Like I just thought ADHD was just exactly that. Like somebody who's hyperactive, can't focus, blah, blah, blah. And I've had moments where I can focus. And if I really want to focus on something, I'll do it. But it's very difficult. And it's becoming like increasingly difficult as I get older. Like, I don't know if it's just I'm out of school, so like the lack of practice, or is it like, am I getting old, guys? I hope not. I'm only 30 and I have like literally my whole entire life ahead of me, but who knows. So as I was like listening to more and more of the things that she was saying, I was just like, holy shit, I think I have ADHD. And so I talked to my therapist about it, and we had already been working with each other for about a year, I believe, like a year and a couple months. And we had gotten over like the stage of my mom is dead, I'm sad, boohoo, and into like, okay, I'm dealing with it. And like, but I'm still having these other things. And I don't think it's because my mom is dead. Like, I think it's genuinely because something's wrong. Like, I kind of was just like, something is wrong because I've dealt with this like my whole life. Like, it's not just a because my mom is gone kind of thing. It's literally because I don't know what the fuck, you know? So then like, I like after a couple of months of like me just kind of like presenting her information and being like more open about like my day-to-day routine and not just like my feelings about it, I talked to her one day and I was like, I think I have ADHD. And she was like, okay, so let's sit down, let's kind of do a preliminary diagnosis, because she's not a psychiatrist, so it's a little bit different. But she's like, let's see. And so the first time she diagnosed, or she was like going through the DSM to diagnose me, I was kind of like on the fence. It was like 50-50 where I was like, yes, like I exhibit these symptoms sometimes with these, not so much with these, whatever, right? And so she's like, but I'll keep an eye on it and we'll just kind of monitor for the next couple months and then we'll see if we want to bring it up again. And we brought it up again because I was like literally so exhausted all the time. My sister came to visit and we just had this really long conversation. And I was just like, dude, like I like have all these cool ideas and I have all these things that I want to accomplish, but for some reason I can't get to that point to where I actually like follow through. And she's like, dude, same, like me too. And I was like, okay, so obviously it's not just like I'm a lazy piece of shit, like obviously it's genetic and something is going on here. And let me tell you guys probably don't know like my whole life story, but my sister like barely came back into my life. Like, she's like my biological sister, so I have brothers and they're not biologically my brothers, but I grew up with them and I consider them like my blood. Like, I don't care if biologically we're not related, but they are my brothers. But I will tell you, it's so weird like how much my sister and I are like alike, and we did not grow up together, so it's just crazy, like the whole nature versus nurture thing, you know. But anyway, so like we were talking and I finally brought it up again to my therapist and I was like, okay, I've been having a lot more like I think my symptoms, like the severe symptoms, get triggered when I'm really stressed or I'm anxious about something. I mean, that I feel like they go hand in hand. And I had a really stressful winter break, and I'll just leave it at that. It just was really stressful. And I talked to her and I was like, I can't function. Like, I literally cannot figure out what the fuck is wrong with me. I really think I have ADHD. And so we went back and we went back through the DSM, and she like listed off all of the criteria that one would have for ADHD. And I literally like basically everything that was listed, I think, except for like two things where it was like missing appointments and something else. And I was honest with her. I was like, I will miss appointments if I do not write them down. So I've come up with my own like coping strategies and like mechanisms and things that I didn't realize. Like, I'm a very self-aware person, and I think, you know, you kind of have to be when you are trying to go through this journey, you know, when you're trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with me so I can heal and move on and become a better person. You have to have some self-awareness, because if you go in and you're like, everything's fine, but I want to like be a better person, well, you need to deconstruct like what you think you want to change, right? And so one of the things for me, what like that I had to be upfront about, even though like now I'm very good at keeping appointments, but I used to be like chronically late to places. I would forget people's birthdays, I would forget like appointments, all that stuff. So if I don't write it down, like I will totally forget. Anyway, so she gave me a diagnosis. Like, now I'm not formally diagnosed, because it's a little different, but I've been diagnosed through my therapist, and now am able and like seeking treatment through a psychiatrist. So I don't know what's gonna happen there. I'm still kind of in the process of finding a psychiatrist. I'm hoping they'll put me on medication. It'll be super awesome if they do, because my life will totally change. But that's where I kind of wanted to bring this into a podcast, because she said something that like totally changed my perspective of who I am as a person. So again, like, I you know, I'm very good at school traditionally, but I do recognize that there are moments when I do not have like the drive to accomplish kind of like the bigger things that I need to in order to get to the goals that I want to. So, for example, and I use law school as an example for a lot of things, but I do want you to bear in mind that I did make that decision to not go because of, you know, personal things with my mom. And I really didn't think that that was something that I was going to be happy in. Like, I talked to so many people who were lawyers and had this like doe-eyed idea of what it was going to be like before they went to law school, and then they went and then they are now lawyers and they were like, don't do it if your heart's not in it. And my heart wasn't in it. So, but I will use that as a jumping off point to kind of tell you like where my mindset was at and where I'm at right now. So currently I'm in the process of applying for grad schools. But one of my biggest fears has been, and continues to be in anything that I do, is that I will start something and not finish it. And I'm genuinely worried that that's going to get in the way of me succeeding in the things that I want to succeed at. I like doing content. I really want to push that. I have an insurance business. Like, there's a lot of different things that I want to accomplish, but that I'm really worried that if I don't like grind to like kill myself, are not going to come true, you know? So I was telling her that like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know why I keep getting in my own way. Like, why I get to the point to where it's like, okay, I know I want to do this, but the process is like a pain in the ass. So it's like applying for grad school. Like, I want to already be in grad school and not have to go through the process. And I'm just like, what if that stops me from accomplishing like the thing that I really actually feel passionate about? Like, I really feel passionate about mental health. I really want to be one of those people that helps other people with their mental health journeys. You know, and we've talked about before, like the idea that, you know, I have to stop looking at things as like, I'm a lazy piece of shit, and just like look at circumstances surrounding why I'm in the position that I'm in, you know? And I think, sorry, that was my pen. So I think that to a certain extent, I do believe in like keeping yourself accountable, but I also believe in not making yourself feel guilty for things that you can't control, if that makes sense. So accountability, I think, is everything. Understanding if you're making excuses, like, okay, you're just making excuses. But if you're really just like at that point where like, no, I really want to do this and I know I can and I'm capable, but something's not letting me like take the extra step, this episode is totally for you. Okay, so I know I'm like like 20 minutes in, just get to the point already. Okay, so she sat me down and she was like, you do realize that the fact that you're one, that you had to function your entire life with undiagnosed ADHD and you still succeeded in the area, I'm going to get emotional, but you still succeeded in the ways that you did. Like, you have a degree, like you have a stable relationship, like you're making, you know, I have a house, all that stuff. And I'm like, having been undiagnosed, unmedicated, you know, but once I step into that realm of like, okay, now I have like a formal diagnosis from a psychiatrist and possibly like looking into medication, everything could change. And so it's not to say that like those patterns that I've had before are going to be the same. Like, they're the same. They were the same because I was dealing with like a mental illness, basically. I don't know if it's like considered mental illness, but a mental health, I guess, I'll put it this way. I am neurodivergent, because I don't want to say it's like, I don't know if it is a mental illness. Is it? I don't know. I don't want to get canceled, guys. But a neurodivergency, I will say. I am not neurotypical, and so I am just among the few people that, not the few people. Where am I going with this? I got so worried about being canceled, guys, even though, like, nobody listens to this freaking podcast. But I was like, don't cancel me! Like, anyway, okay. So I was like, holy shit. I literally never thought of it that way. Like, I've never in my life sat down and been like, you're this way because you have ADHD, and yeah, like, you're doing the best you can. You know, basically, like, that bridge between, like, idea and motivation and, like, idea and, like, final product and follow through, like, the motivation bridge is non-existent when you have ADHD. And there's, like, processes and, like, symptoms and, I mean, sorry, treatments and, like, medication that can kind of help me bridge the gap, you know? One of the biggest things for me is, I mean, doing the research and stuff like that, it's like there's a lack of dopamine or something that happens. And basically with ADHD, you really have to like overstimulate yourself in order to get to that point. Hold on, guys, because I'm getting to a point where I need to take a break because now my brain has no idea what it's talking about. Give me a second. Okay, so you're probably like, well, Sarah, what does that have to do with toxic positivity? Well, I'll tell you, okay? Having that, like, come to Jesus moment with my therapist was really eye-opening in terms of how I look at myself and how I look at productivity. Yes, there are a lot of areas that I can work on. Like, I'm literally looking at my desk right now. I have 4 glasses of water that are, like, half empty. One cup from Dairy Queen, 2 from Starbucks. Okay, I have a plate of hot Cheetos that needs to be thrown away. I have an old cookie that's in a wrapper. I have notebooks everywhere with scribbles on them because that's what I use when I'm in therapy so I can focus a little bit better. I have notes that look totally scattered. Pens are everywhere. There's dust all over the place. My office is a mess. My room is a mess. And, like, I don't know where I was going with it. See, you guys, I totally forgot. But anyway, there are things that I need to work on, right? But I think once I had that mindset of like, holy shit, like it's not you, it's not me, it's you kind of thing, but more like it's not like to my core, this is who I am as a person, because I like being organized. It's just the fact that I'm low-key a little scatterbrained. I mean, not low-key, like I'm very scatterbrained, and it takes extreme effort for me to actually like organize myself and make it to a point to where I'm like fully functional. Okay. So the amount of effort that it goes in for me might not be the same as you or other people who are listening to the, or whoever, you know, like if you compare yourself to people, you have to think about that too. Your way of moving about the world is completely different than the people on Instagram that you see. So I guess I'll use like Gary Vee as a jumping off point, you know, his whole like, just fucking do it, just get up and get and do it, because if you don't do it, you're just making excuses. Some of us are overwhelmed by the choices and the process and the possibility because we can't fucking break it down into like actual goals, like manageable goals. Okay. My favorite thing, and by favorite I'm using this in air quotes, so obviously to denote sarcasm, my favorite thing in the world is when I see like Fitspo people, or like, I don't want to call anybody out, but you know the type of people that sell things like proteins, things, and like basically like Fitspo people that are just like, you have no excuses, and if you're not doing it, it's because you're basically a lazy piece of shit and you have no drive and you're making excuses for yourself. Well, Karen, guess what? I have ADHD and I have no will and no drive it's not entirely true, but I don't want to exercise because of the process. There's just a bunch of different things that kind of go into it. I do know that I am a lot more like mentally stable when I exercise, but again, it's like I get overwhelmed by the process of things. But all of this is to say, I think we have to look at it from a different perspective. I mean, I know I'm always preaching about like being kind to yourselves, but this was really one of those moments where I like, okay, maybe you need to start practicing what you preach a little bit, because girl, just because you want to accomplish these things and you have a pattern of not following through on things, now you know, and now you're getting the tools to understand why you do them. And to realize that this doesn't have to be your reality for your entire life, okay? This is why I really drive home finding a therapist for yourself, because, or somebody, like a mental health professional. I know it's hard, guys. I know our health system is broken. I really do. But I think, you know, if you can find one, you know, if you can't, let me know. I will help you find something that can help. You know, thankfully we're getting into like the day and age where a lot of these resources are becoming a lot more accessible. You know, I know a lot of people romanticize the golden days where it's like, oh, everything was just so shiny and beautiful. We didn't have access to all these things. Okay. So if your nostalgia gets the best of you, know that we're in a good timeline in terms of finding help for ourselves and becoming better at being more self-aware. So anyway, where is it going with this? Toxic positivity. Yes. So I just think I don't know. Like, the whole concept to me is just such a piece of trash. Like, I genuinely, like, I'm starting to see these posts now and just being like, why are people peddling this shit? Like, why are people guilting people, other people or the internet, into doing things that, like, yes, like, I think you should exercise, you know, daily, or so, like, have some sort of exercise in your routine. I think you should take care of yourself and you should exhibit self-care. I mean, you know that when you're not feeling in the greatest place, you have, if you suffer with depression, you know, what's the first thing to happen? Your hygiene kind of goes out the window. I do believe that, you know, you should practice self-care, but I don't think that, like, watching people shame you into doing it is the best approach. I genuinely think that a better approach to getting to that point of self-care is just being a lot kinder to yourself and saying, like, hey, today I don't feel great, but we need to get up and we need to brush our teeth, we need to brush our hair, we need to take a shower. You know, and if you're going to be one of those people who skips a day of taking a shower, or, you know, and you're super depressed, and that's fine. Like, don't, I mean, again, hygiene, but I don't want you to get caught up in the idea that you're horrible for not practicing those things, okay? It is really tough, especially in, like, the state of the world right now. Like, I know I talked about how we're kind of in a good place, but we're also in a shitty place because, like, COVID happened. The world is going to shit right now. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Okay, guys, I'm not a political podcast. I cannot speak on things that are happening politically, but it's atrocious. Okay, we'll just put it at that. You know, I feel like our government lets us down all the time. Like, there are a lot of things every single day that are just constantly, like, that we are constantly bombarded with, that sometimes we just need to take a step back and, like, take a breath. You know, see me, like, see, I've been going a mile a minute and I also need to take a breath. But I think it's really important that you can have a better understanding of where you're at, not like why you're in the state that you're in, but where you are, and just taking a moment, letting yourself sit with it. Don't let yourself sit with it too long, but letting yourself sit with it and saying, like, I do not feel okay. I feel like I don't want to be here anymore. You know, I've had those days too, guys. Like, I genuinely, that was something that I really have to talk to my therapist about. And it's not like I wanted to unalive myself. I've never had those urges. But I have had those thoughts where it's like, I could die today and I really would be okay with it kind of situation. Like, I don't want to kill myself, but I don't want to be alive. Does that make sense? So thankfully I'm in a much better place. But it took a lot of work for me to get to that point. And it took a lot of, like, really shitty days for me to understand that, like, hey dude, you're going through a lot and you've been through a lot and you're probably gonna continue to go through a lot. And also, hey, by the way, you have ADHD. So here you go. But so jumping back, I guess, to the whole idea of toxic positivity, it's just, I'm just so tired of seeing these people on my fucking timeline. Like, I'm so exhausted from having to, like, hear, like, why are you making excuses? And, you know, you're not going to get anywhere in life if you just keep making excuses and you just lay around and you don't do anything, you lazy piece of shit. Like, fuck you. Basically, I mean, like, nobody actually says that, but, like, that's kind of the vibe that I get, you know? But, like, I don't know, like, sitting down and actually being like, okay, I do want to accomplish these things. Like, that's just me naturally. I'm not saying that you have to be the type of person who wants to accomplish the things that I want to do. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, just be okay with where you're at and, like, honor the process and understand that your circumstances are valid and absolutely are going to hinder you. Not hinder, but, like, they're going to, like, really take a toll on doing the things that you either want to do or don't want to do. You know what I mean? So let's say you're somebody who is struggling financially. Like, absolutely, that's going to stop you from wanting to do the things you want to do. And that's not your fault. You know what I mean? I mean, unless you're out here, like, spending money impulsively, that could be something that you could sit down with a therapist. I mean, even with a therapist would be like, why am I so impulsive with my money? You know, like, what is it? And you can get to the root of it. So I think when it comes to this idealized positive outlook, like, I don't think it serves us at all. I genuinely think what we really need to be doing is embracing the negativity. I know that sounds so counterintuitive, but really embracing it and saying, like, okay, why am I feeling like this? What is going on with me emotionally and mentally? And maybe you can't afford a therapist, or maybe you really don't have, you know, any like resources for that. But I do encourage you to kind of maybe start looking at videos of people talking about mental health and looking up like resources and looking up processes. That really helped for me too, because my therapist is very like limited to her experience, you know, and to her schooling. And I say that because I mean, like, she's not going to know every single process that's out there. Like, you also have to put in the effort to understand, like, okay, my therapist is going to give me tools, but maybe these tools might not work. So maybe me try to find, use that as a jumping off point to find the tools that actually are going to work for me. And again, if you don't have a therapist, doing something as like good things to help depression, like Googling stuff like that, you know, I will give you one, for instance. If you are going to, you know, if you're going to try to sit and break down like why you're feeling, why you're in a negative like thought process, here's what's worked for me, I guess, in the past. And maybe it will work for you, maybe it won't, but it's just, here you go. If you use it, do with it what you will. Maybe it's just a matter of like, okay, get out of bed, come grab a little notebook or piece of paper, whatever, grab a pen, and just start scribbling. Like, you don't even have to write anything. Like, just start scribbling. Okay. And eventually you're just going to start using that as like a flow state. I learned that word recently, but I don't know if it's the same thing, but you'll just kind of be in like a flow state of just like, you'll notice you're scribbling more like sadly or angrily, and just like letting it out, you know, like letting it flow through you organically. Like, so like Emperor Palpatine? Oh my God. Don't come for me, Star Wars people. I like Star Wars, but I forget the names anyway. But he's like, yes, yes, let the hate flow through you. But that's basically what you kind of have to do. Like, you have to just like sit and like just let those emotions come out organically, you know. So for me, sometimes I want to hit things, okay, and my therapist is just like, just fucking hit something, and I'm like, okay, I can't be fucking out here hitting things, because then I'll rage and that's not cool. And so she's like, well, just grab a pillow and hit a pillow. And I was like, oh, I can do that. So like little things, find something that works for you. Also right now I saw 1234. I've been seeing those numbers a lot. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Totally random. Again, ADHD. Welcome to my brain. Welcome to the circus. So that's like one thing that you can do. Another thing that has worked for me is like, okay, I'm feeling sad. Okay, so write it down. I feel sad. I feel sad because I haven't gotten anything done today. I haven't gotten anything done today because I feel like I'm a lazy piece of shit, but I'm not a lazy piece of shit because I feel sad. So you have to like circle around, okay? So what can I do? If I feel sad because I'm not productive, what can I do? Maybe write yourself. What can I do to make me feel like I'm being productive? Okay, break it down very like slowly, you know, okay, what actually needs to be done? Okay, the whole entire house needs to be cleaned. Okay, well, let's go. What's the most important thing to you that you feel like needs to be top priority? Okay, I feel like my bedroom needs to be cleaner because it will make me feel better at least. So maybe get up and set a timer and be like, okay, I will clean for 5 minutes, like something super easy. Okay. And the first thing that you want to do is like, take out all the trash. To me, if I break it down into categories, like I'm Marie Kondo or some shit, it becomes a lot more feasible for me. And I look at it more through a broken down lens. Learning that I have ADHD, I tend to kind of, I can't really compartmentalize as well as I would like to. So for me, when I see a mess, I just see overwhelm mountain. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'd rather just go to bed. So I've really had to implement the process of writing it down and breaking it down bit by bit. So I literally, also, I hired a personal assistant, okay? Not everybody can do that. I understand, okay? But maybe it's a matter of calling somebody and saying, like, hey, can you come over and just, like, watch me clean? You know, like, you don't even have to do anything. Just watch me clean and hold me accountable. I'm sure that there's going to be somebody in your life that will do that. And if there's not, maybe, and I understand, too, like, time, there's people, I don't know how to put this, but I'll take this as an example. I had a student today and he was like, I don't have any friends and nobody likes me. And I'm just like, okay, you know, that's tough. And I understand that there might be people who feel like that. And you're going to have to really rely on being by yourself and being okay with being by yourself. And eventually the right people will be drawn to you, kind of, you know, so maybe not worrying so much about why don't people like me, but worrying more about the fact, like, do you like you? And if you don't, what can you do to like yourself? You know? So again, it's like breaking all these things down into like manageable coping mechanisms, I guess. And I know, like, I'm kind of throwing all these things out here, and I'm not a therapist. I'm really just trying to, maybe any of this might help whoever is listening to this. I have no idea. But anyway, so I think I just want to go further into, like, that process. So I sat down with my personal assistant, and we live in a big fucking house, dude, and there's a lot of shit to do, and my house is falling apart, basically, and, like, it's getting put back together, and that's been stressful. So I literally was just like, I will pay this girl $10 an hour to just come for a day a week, like, for 2 hours, and it has helped tremendously, okay? So one of the days we had to sit and, like, write down everything that I needed to do in these next, like, 4 months. Or I said 6 months, but, like, I really want a timeline of, like, getting it done in 4 months. Like, things that are feasible. So I was like, okay, I went room by room. So I said, my room, I need to buy a shelf. Like, I need to do this, and I need to clean out the loft. Excuse me. And I need to put away clothes, and I need to, like, purge old clothes, and I need to, like, get rid of this and do this. And so, you know, I kind of went like that room by room. And now it's just, I'm looking at it more through, like, a more manageable lens. Keep in mind, in doing so, because of the situation that I'm in, like, sometimes it's going to make it seem, I'm going to make more of a mess in other places. So, like, if I'm purging stuff from my room, where is all that stuff going to go? In my living room. So then my living room is going to feel like a mess. And I have to sit and be like, this is part of the process, you know? So checking in with yourself is a really big thing. Understanding that the process is long and arduous when it comes to like healing and finding good coping mechanisms and going through certain things. I've had to learn that as an impatient Aries. I'm like, I want it now. I'm like Veruca Salt in some situations. I want it now, however she says it. How does it go? I don't even know. I want a squirrel. Daddy, I want a squirrel. That's literally my favorite thing in the world. Squirrel. Anyway, but yeah, like, I tend to get caught up in the fact that, like, it's not done today because I have ADHD, and literally, like, the process is such a pain in the ass for me. So, but circling back to hearing and understanding, like, my therapist saying, like, dude, you literally realize that as soon as you get, like, formally diagnosed by a psychiatrist, like, you might not have to suffer with the process, oops, and all the shit that you've been going through, you know? So again, this is why it's very important to find a mental health professional that can help you out, okay? And also, I get it, okay? I've been there, and I have found therapists that suck. They suck, bro. Understand. Understand that finding a therapist is also a process and a half, okay? So back to, what was I talking about? So back to, like, the Gary V's of the world and the Fitspo people. Fuck them. Okay. Don't let that dictate where you should be in your life. Okay. Understand that maybe you need to be in a place where you need to rest. I know I've talked about this before, and I talk about him all the time, but my partner is very good at sitting me down and being like, hey dude, you're doing a lot. Like, you need to calm down. And we had this really long conversation recently, and I kind of, and this is what sparked the conversation with my therapist, but the gist of it was I was taking on a lot because there are a lot of things that I want to accomplish. And he was like, eventually one of these spinning plates that you have is going to fall, and all of the plates are going to fall. And so you're going to have to drop something now before you actually start spinning the plates and be okay with it. And I was like, no, like, I genuinely had a meltdown about it. I was like, no, I can do everything. And bitch, no, you can't. Okay. I mean, I could, but I can't. And he's like, well, I can tell that, like, one of these things that you're taking on is exhausting you. And for me, it's subbing. And I'm literally, I fucking hate it, guys. Like, I enjoy it, but I also fucking hate it because these kids are monsters. Okay. I commend all the teachers out there. You guys need to get paid a million times more than you're getting paid, because as a sub, I get paid very little, and I'm fine, because again, financially, like, I'm okay. But I was like, how do teachers do this? How do they come to work every day and with a smile on their face without, like, punching one of these kids in the face? Because every single day of my life, I want to punch these kids in their fucking faces. Not all of them. Some of them make it worth it. How say they? Some of them are so excited when I've come back from being sick. They're like, we missed you so much. And that makes my day. But the rest of these little heathens make me want to punch them. So I won't do it because I don't want to go to jail. And, you know, don't punch kids. But I want to. I'm not gonna. Anyway. So he was like, you kind of need to take a step back and chill the fuck out, basically. And I took that very personally, like, not personally in the sense that, like, I was being attacked, but I was just like, well, no, like, and I, as we talked about it, I literally stripped it down to, like, I'm afraid that if I don't push myself the way I've been pushing myself, that I'm never going to do these things that I want to do. Because every single time I have these big ideas, I get to a point where I find it too overwhelming, and there is no follow through. And so he was like, no, I totally understand that, but I'm here for you. And I, you know, you have a good support system. And I understand that I'm very fortunate, and it might come very preachy, and I don't know your circumstances. This is me talking to you now, not Perry. But I understand that not everybody is in the place that I'm in. I'm in a very privileged place, like, financially, socially, economically, like, all of that. I understand that completely. But as your friend who's listening to, or who's talking to you and giving your advice, because I am the mom friend of the group, that's just what I do. I am telling you that, you know, it's going to be okay, and you need to be easier on yourself. But understanding and stripping down why you feel the way you feel, it might not be what you think it is. So, for example, like, for me, it's like, it's because that's just who I am, and I just can't, I have no follow through, like, I have no drive. No, bitch, you have ADHD. Like, there's literally something wrong with your brain that does not allow you to connect the idea to the follow through. The motivation bridge is a gap, whereas for everybody else, it's like, yeah, I'll just walk right over it. I have to, like, stimulate my brain. I have to overstimulate myself with dopamine, okay, in order for me to fucking accomplish anything. And guess what, guys? I smoke a lot of pot, okay, because I need to calm myself down sometimes, because I have so much fucking anxiety from the day of me trying to accomplish things that it's like, I gotta have the uppers. I'm gonna be one of those people, okay? Look, legalize weed, all right? And I believe in controlled substances. I really do. If they help you, I think it's great. I know there's a big stigma. This is why I'm here, guys. This is why I make these podcasts. I am here to destigmatize the stigmas, okay, especially for medication. I've talked to people where I genuinely, and I love you guys, I know you guys come from a place of concern, but it is not helpful, especially when people are like, it's so dangerous. And yes, medication is dangerous, but so is the food we eat. And there are a lot of things. Do your research. And if you find, like, it's best for you, I'm not pushing medication, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not a pusher caddy. I'm not. I say caddy. I meant to say Katie, but there you go. And then for Gretchen Wieners. So my whole thing is, I'm not trying to push you into, like, taking drugs, guys. It's not what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is that if you feel like this is an avenue that you want to take, then do it, and don't let anybody talk you out of it. Again, I feel like I should be like, okay, that doesn't mean go out and do heroin because you're like, well, I think it's the best thing for me, and I should be an alcoholic because I think it's what's great for me. No, okay. Like, with reason, guys, okay? Con razón, please. Don't. You guys should know. I don't know who my target audience is here. It's usually the people that I'm friends with. Hopefully you guys are listening, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? I don't need to overexplain myself with this. But anyway, So for me, it's just like I did have those conversations with people where it was like, yeah, I might have to take ADHD medication. And I've had people be like, oh, no, don't do that. You should do something else. Maybe like take mushrooms. And I was like, what? Like, I do want to do that someday, but this is not an episode of Euphoria. Okay. So also I'm 30. So I feel like that ship's like low key sailed, or has it? Maybe I'll just be one of those like 30-year-old burnouts. Let's see. Okay. You see how I talk about myself, guys? That's another thing too. Be nicer to yourself, okay? Even if you're joking, because the universe hears everything, all right? The universe hears, like, if you're telling yourself, like, I'm lazy, the universe is like, gotcha, I get you. And your body is also going to start reacting to that. You know, like, that whole, that, what is that project? It's not a project. What's it called? Like a, what's the word I'm looking for, guys? Not a project. A science experiment? Yes, there you go. Experiment. That's, like, where, is it Hashimoto? I don't know who it was. The water crystals, right? The guy who was like talking really shitty to the water and then also talking really nicely to the water. Well, our body is like 70% made of water, right? Or is that the ocean? Are we like 90% water? I think it's 70%. I don't fucking know. I'm not a geologist or a biologist. I'm not an anatomist. Somebody who studies anatomy. Anyway. But yeah, like your body will absorb that and interact with that and like understand. Oh, okay. So like I suck, you know? No, start talking to yourself nicely and telling yourself like how beautiful you are. Guys, it has changed my entire perspective about myself. Despite the fact that I have gained like 30 pounds in quarantine, I have since lost like 20. So I'm like only 10 pounds over. It doesn't matter. Scale numbers don't matter. But I started telling myself, damn, bitch, you're fucking beautiful, you know, except for today where I look like a troll because literally one of my students said that I looked 40 and I was like, okay, thank you, I guess. And then another kid told me I look like his grandma because I dyed my hair silver. And so the two together just, and I'm ragged and tired from these kids. Okay. They're sucking the soul out of me, the life out of me, the youth. But I have been implementing this process of like, just like taking more pictures of myself and be like, damn, bitch, you're really pretty. Like you're really fucking pretty. I fucking love you. And then it changes my whole day around and I'm just like, oh my god, I am pretty. And I've just like seen myself a lot differently. Even my skin has been glowing. I don't know what's going on, guys. Maybe I'm pregnant. Haha, just kidding. Don't say that. Oh my god, I would literally die. No, I wouldn't literally die. Don't speak that into existence. But I would be so miserable pregnant, guys. I'm scared. I'm scared of pushing a baby out of me. I want kids, but I'm so scared. I'm terrified. How do you guys do it? I have so many. Like, basically, like, 70% of the women I know have already had kids. How do you do it? What is your secret? Okay, should I do it? Or should I run in the opposite direction? Oh, you know what people tell me a lot? If you like sleep, don't have kids. And I'm like, no, I do. I very much enjoy sleep. Thank you very much. Anyway, so basically, I guess this is just my roundabout way of saying be good to yourself, be nice to yourself. You know, don't let society dictate where you should be out in your life. This is advice I should take myself, honestly. But just take a moment, you know, honor every place that you're in life. Honor the good times and the bad times. Wake up in the morning, give gratitude to the universe or whatever. If you're an atheist, just thank your mother for being alive. I don't know. Like, just give gratitude to... Just speak it. I even if you are an atheist, I'm sorry, but I feel like the universe is still a very mystical thing. Okay. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. But I think, how can you not believe in the universe? Like, and the universe, I mean by like just the universe. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, I won't get into it. I respect everybody's viewpoints and political beliefs unless you're a Trump supporter, then I can't stand you. I'm sorry. I respect the wrong decision you made. Just kidding. I don't respect it. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's not a political podcast, guys. Whatever you want to do, okay? So you want to do whatever you want, all right? The left is wrong, too. So don't think that I'm jumping on that ship either. Again, not political. Where was I going with this? I might cut that entire part out. I have an editor. I'm going to do it. Okay. So my roundabout way of saying, be kind to yourself. I say this all the time. I feel like this, my podcasts always end up talking about this specifically, but Was there anything else that I wanted to say? I don't know. So tell me what you think. You know, let me know how you're feeling about this. Send me, drop me a DM on Instagram if you follow me, at the underscore ardent underscore creative on Instagram. I chose that name. Everybody's like, why do you, because ardent means like, I don't, means, what does it mean? Let me Google it really quick. What does ardent mean? I know what it means, but I don't know how, you know, when somebody asks you like, what does that mean? And you know what it means, but you don't know how to explain it. Okay. Passionate. Duh. Okay. So I'm passionately creative or enthusiastically creative. That's why I call it, that's why my Twitter handle, my Twitter, my, I don't have a Twitter. What do you mean? I have a secret Twitter. Don't try to look for me. Anyway, send me, drop me a DM. If you have any questions, if you need help finding a therapist, I'm always willing to help. I will literally sit down with you and like go through, I will go through therapists with you. I will find a way to find you a therapist. If you have insurance, I will walk you through the process of finding an insurance provider. Okay. Or not an insurance provider, but of finding a therapist. If you don't have insurance, I will help you find somebody or a service that is free basically. Okay. Again, I only have like a few followers. So right now I have the ability to do that. So take advantage. In the future, you know, God willing, I will have 70 followers. It's, you know, it might not be possible, but I'll probably make videos about it. I've made a video. Oh, by the way, I did make a video about finding a therapist. And then I hated everything about the video. And so I also hated the editing process of it because the audio was not syncing up with like my lips. Cause I use, an outside recording, what's it called? Like a recording system. Perry gave me this like handy dandy microphone and it sounds beautiful. So I use that to record my audio, but I use my phone to record the video and it just does not sync up because I'm like, I don't like the way it sounds like super echoey if I just use my phone así nomás. So yeah, that process took forever and it was like 2.5 hours of footage and having to condense it and sync up audio and do edits was a pain in my ass. And so I stopped doing it, but maybe I'll do another one in the future if I can figure out the audio voice thing. And if I can find a good mic, like a good lapel mic that like will stretch long enough. Anyway, this is just like my own thing that I'm just like rambling on about. I'm getting to the point to where now I've been rambling for about an hour. And I'm running out of steam, but my brain won't stop talking. And so my mouth keeps moving. But realistically, like, there's nothing else to say. So I will leave it at that. Drop me a DM. You know, if you have any questions, maybe I'm going to open up like a advice call. I feel like I have floated the idea before of doing like an advice column because I feel like I have a lot of good advice to have or to give. I am the mom friend after all for a reason. And I do give good advice, but I'm also learning to give solicited advice and less unsolicited advice because sometimes people just want to vent and they don't want to hear it. So that is something I am having to learn. Okay. To my friends listening, I hear you and I'm learning. Okay. Just give me time. All right. I've been like this my entire life and I have really good advice to give. And sometimes I'm just like, just take my advice and stop doing the stupid shit you're doing because I already did that mistake for you. That's where I come from. That is why I have that mentality because I've already made that mistake. And I'm telling you, this is what happened. And then it's like, no, but I'm different. And then I end up being right. And I hate being right about these things. So anyway, I'm going to step off my pedestal that I think I'm on. I'm going to get off the high horse. Okay, I apologize. But if you would like some, oh, my jaw just popped. If you would like some solicited advice from me, send me a DM in Instagram. And maybe I'll open like not a Google form, but like maybe I will open a Google form. That's not a bad idea. Or like the questionnaire in my DMs or on Instagram. I don't know. I'm just doing this for fun, guys. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening, as always. If you have any questions, let me know. It's me, your girl, Sarah B, signing off and reminding you to take care of yourself. Bye.